Hello, it's Marcus Williams, and I got a chance to speak with Elsa Poulsen from the Bear Care Group. Bears and bear well-being seems to be all over social media and the news this spring, from trying to feed bears to bear selfies and bear rehabilitation. So Elsa, what's the biggest issue right now with bears and bear welfare?
The issue right now in Alberta is the proper deposition of bears. So because bear cubs in Alberta are not allowed to be rehabilitated and don't go to rehabilitators for eventual release, they're going to the captive community. And again, there are only so many zoos that have credible or good homes, and these animals can be released. So I think anybody in Camel or Banff or Calgary or the rest of Alberta can talk to the government, the Alberta government, and say, hey, look, read the research. And the research is on this website I was telling you about, bearrehabilitation.org, and allow bears to go to rehabilitators. There are rehabilitators in Alberta that have done bear rehab before, historically, and have done a great job. So there is no excuse for putting orphan bear cubs into zoos when they should be rehabilitated and released. If a bear cub has an injury, or an adult animal has an injury, and they cannot be released and they can't survive in the wild, yes, by all means. The Calgary Zoo, for instance, has a long history of rescuing bears from the wild. We have to be smart about where we put bears.
Right, right. That's interesting. Now, this spring, a hot topic or a trending topic on social media and in the news and stuff like that has been bear selfies and feeding bears and stopping your vehicle on the side of the road and approaching bears. What's one thing that we can do to prevent this, to keep bears safe and happy and less stress and keep us safe as well?
No stopping zones are definitely the answer. And when people decide to do that anyway, when they decide to stop anyway or to feed bears, again, on Facebook, you may have noticed there were some pictures that were taken at the north entrance to Banff.
Yeah.
Of two cars, and they were actually feeding the bear. I mean, this is, one could have a lot of adjectives to that in behavior, but anyway, the long and short of it is we need heavy fines so that people don't chance that. Enforcement is very difficult for fish and wildlife officers, obviously, because the parks are so big. Mm-hmm. But I think the visitors need to know that if you are caught doing something like this, they will find you and they will fine you. There's just no excuse for that kind of human behavior.
Yeah. Now, I spoke with Elsa a lot on those topics and on what the Bear Care Group does. So you can head to mountainfm.ca to hear our full interview. And you can also check out the bearcaregroup.org to check out the work that Elsa and her colleagues do. Thank you very much for joining me, Elsa.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.